let's get ourselves into the call, guys. We have, like I said, we've got an absolutely amazing call tonight. I just think the world of this lady. Ever since I met her, gosh, about 5 years ago, I think I've met her. And she just is a remarkable individual. She and her husband both together are a dynamic team. Just to give you a little background, she started in the health industry as a medic in the Canadian military, where she served for 6 years. Get this, she was jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. She served in Croatia and other parts of the world, and she, you know, health and fitness have been her life now for over 25 years. She was a personal trainer for 15 years, and then back in 1996, she was the Alberta bodybuilding champion. Wow. And she's had her own home-based gym for 4 years. She's been a cleanse coach now with Isogenics for now 7 years, and she was recognized in 2010 as a woman of Isogenics and has been in the top 100 for the last 4 years and the top 25 in Canada. That's phenomenal. Her husband, Darren, retired in July from a very distinguished 26-year career in the Canadian Armed Forces, serving his last 17 with distinction in special operations, one of those things you don't talk about. Now, also in the health industry for many years, he has a certified strength and conditioning coach and personal trainer since 1996 and runs an outdoor kettlebell training company called Iron Discipline. I love that. He supports our trainer tonight in building their business together while working full-time. And now, of course, Cindy is helping him build his. So they are now in retirement from the tight-knit brotherhood of the military. They both actually are fond of telling others that they have found new family with Isogenics in their business builders. They are parents of two amazing teenagers, 17-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. So please welcome the absolutely phenomenal Cindy Little, six-star Golden Circle, four-star Crystal Executive. Cindy, good evening.
Good evening, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Loud and clear.
Am I too loud? That's my military voice coming out. Sorry.
No, I love your military voice. You just keep being dynamic. I love that about you.
Well, thank you for such a great introduction, as always, Kevin. You're just a dynamic. I love listening to your voice. So thank you for that introduction.
Well, you are quite welcome, and I am serious. I have admired you since the moment I met you. I think you're dynamic. You are so outgoing. You are so positive, and you have such passion for everything you do we're like magnets that attract each other to each other. I think something like that. So that's what I feel about you.
Thank you, Kevin. Wow, my head is about to explode now. Do I need to go on further? Wow.
To the call before
okay.
It does.
So I feel really honored to have everybody on the call tonight. I heard all the people coming in from all over the world announcing their names, and I really feel honored that you got on the call to listen to me tonight. You know, as a leader in Isogenics and being in the company 7 years now, I always wonder, am I enough? Am I good enough? Am I meeting up to my expectations, to my team's expectations? And, you know, I'm an honest person, and I'm going to be honest tonight with some of the things I'm going to share with you, and I hope that's okay with everybody on the line. And I also want to be, you know, transparent as a leader as well. And I know Susan Sly is very transparent, very genuine. And, you know, I really think it's amazing that she has this weekly call for all of us to plug into. And so I hope that I accomplish my mission tonight of helping everybody learn why the 90-day game plan is important and some of the tips that we've employed with our team to make this better for our entire team. We've done quite a few 90-day game plans, and as a matter of fact, we started off with the ISA Derby challenges, and I'm going to get into that later. An ISA Derby challenge is also kind of a 90-day game plan. And so we all have our own goals and time frame we want to do our goal in, and this is not a race, but a path to personal achievement. So I want you to think about this next question before we move on. You can write it down if you want and write an answer to it. What is your why? And I know for me, my why for this 90-day game plan, we've already retired, Darren, so that was my why for doing Isogenics for the last year or two, to really work towards getting him home and in a safe environment out of the, you know, I wanted him home with me, not in danger anymore. And so now our why is to help pay it forward to our team. And we have 10 people that said that they want to be executives, and it's very important for me to help them get their executives. So what is your why for this 90-day game plan? It may not be your why in life. Like, maybe you have a why to stay home with your children. Maybe you want to retire. Maybe you want to pay off your debt. There's lots of whys why you're doing this 90-day game plan. Some people have a really big why, and some people have a why just for 90 days. And if you dial it down to just a 90-day why, then it keeps you more focused. And the next question I have for you, are the actions you're doing daily helping you get closer to your why? How many people on the line, and of course we're all muted, so don't answer this, just maybe answer it yourself. How many people on the line feel like you could be doing more? Or you're not really making a clear, conscious decision each day to do what you need to do to get closer to your why or your 90-day goal. We're going to try to figure out why, and hopefully some of the things I say tonight might help you figure that out for you and your team members. As leaders of big, medium, or even small teams, or just yourself learning the ropes, I believe the 90-day is worthwhile. 90 days is going to pass anyway, so why not make it count toward your dream? A few thought-promoting questions you can ask yourself or others is, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would be different in your life? When you share Isagenics, are you 100% certain this will transform their life in either health or wealth? And as a matter of fact, I call my team Team Certainty for a reason. We are certain about our products. We are certain about our company. We're certain about our compensation plan. We're certain that this is going to transform people's lives. So when I talk to people, I get really excited. People just, they can sense the passion and the energy behind my words and my actions. And I think most people, you know, they like me, they trust me. They don't always know me, but they want to get to know me. That even happened to my husband today in the store. There's a guy talking about that he's working over 60 hours a week, and Darren overheard him, and Darren says, well, you know, why? And he's, how are you working two 60 hours a week? And he says, I'm working two jobs. And he says, well, how would you like to retire? And or when would you like to retire? He says, well, before I'm 40. And I said, well, Darren said, well, I retired when I was 44. And the young lad, I guess he's in his 20s, he says, can I be your friend? And he says, can I have your information? So he asked my husband to basically, you know, give him the information. So that was just so easy. Like, it was nothing. And so it's being open, listening, and being available for people that will help with, being ready to help people. So the question is, again, are you 100% certain that this will transform people's lives in either health or wealth? And this is important when you go through your 90-day program because you're not going to sign up people if you're not believable, if you're not trustworthy, if you're not, you know, you don't want to be overzealous in your energy. You don't want to be bouncing off the walls with energy. People are going to say, whoa, I don't know, that's a little bit too crazy. So you're going to know what you have to be around different people. You might have to dial it down, or you might have to match the energy of the people that you're with. So for those who haven't started yet or haven't hit your first 30-day goals, there's always time to start, so don't beat yourself up. You can make up for lost time as well. And I know when Darren and I, when we set a goal for our first 30 days and we didn't achieve it, we said, okay, we have a week to sign up, you know, let's say three people to make our goal. And we would work really hard to get those last three people if that was our goal. As a matter of fact, and again, I said I would be honest with you guys, I had set my my goal for 6 weeks for 18 enrollments. Normally, I'm on an average of four a month, and I knew that would be a bit of a sizable goal for ourselves, like actually unrealistic. And so when we didn't hit the 18 enrollments, we got five, I believe, And we were holding out for President's Packs because that was part of our 90-day goal prerequisite for our group. And I've had people say, well, I don't have the money yet. I said, okay, well, you know what? That's okay. Let's just, save up for it because I don't want to bring you in with being any less than successful. So our sign-up rate is quality people that understand the value of the package. And I'm not out to sign up people with nine-day programs. I actually referred a teacher to my website to order up a nine-day program because, in honesty, a nine-day is not going to change somebody's life. It's not going to – it's more time-consuming for you to sign up somebody with nine-day and have them be gone in 9 days. Retention is horrible with it. So we're focused on President's Packs ourselves. And so – when we talk about the 90-day game plan, some of you on the phone might not even have a 90-day game plan. You may not be too sure about where to get one. If you didn't go to New Year kickoff or celebration, our two annual events, then you wouldn't have the 90-day game plan manual. But you can print that off on www.isagenicsbusiness.com. And that's in your, you just go online and Google that, or you can go into the back office and download the 90-day game plan. And if you fill that out, it really sets you up for success, and it makes you figure out why you're doing this. And it goes back to the why. It always goes back to the why. Why are you going to spend time, the pockets of your day, putting energy in, calling people, following up with people, signing up people, coaching people, inspiring people? Why are you doing this? So you need to really figure out what that why is, because that's what's going to propel you through the 90 days. So I'm curious how many leaders on the phone are excited or frustrated, and are you comparing yourself to others? I suggest you to use those stories for inspiration, but not gauge or compare yourself against anybody else, because that can be frustrating. Sometimes a company posts up, superstar, who they go on stage and they've done it in 14 months, made $1 million, or, Susan Sly is a superstar. She signed up 80 people and became a millionaire. I signed up 332 people over the last 7 years, and I haven't hit a million yet, but that is my goal for December the 26th when I turn 45. And that is a really, that was an unrealistic goal for me to set, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to aim high. If I don't get there, big deal. I'm still going to be closer to $1 million. Accumulated, so it's going to happen. I'm not going to beat myself up for, people not getting back to me. There's going to be all of that happening. And, P.K. Smith, one of my mentors for team success, used to say, leaders flash first. So what does that mean? Well, it means it's probably a good thing we're not on a Skype call. I'm not going to flash you. But what I am going to do is tell you that leaders need to be in the trenches with their men. And if you're not getting dirty with them, you're not really working. And, like that kind of, with Darren and me being post-military, we really feel like you don't really know what you're talking about unless you're actually doing it yourself. And, there's some people who walk a pretty good walk or talk a pretty good talk, but they're not walking the walk. And, I've always been one to believe that if I can't expect anybody to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. So that's where, I'm being honest with you, how many people I've signed up. Because, yes, I'm a six-star. I have four executives. I'm in the top 100 of the company. I have been for the last 4 years. But you know what? It didn't take a lot of effort, but it did take effort. And I'll tell you kind of how that happened. But Kevin so brilliantly introduced me earlier, but some of the facts that you don't know about me is that I've personally signed up 332 people over the course of the last 7 years. That's an average of 4 a month and 47 a year. I've helped win 2 ISA Derby challenges and helped create 3 executives during those ISA Derbies. So basically, I've helped create 3 executives during a 3-month period. So it can be done. One of the girls did it in 8 days. You can go executive in 8 days. When you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. And I've tried to get people over to my house and say, okay, bring all your numbers. We're going to make you executive in a week. I know it can be done because I've done it before. So that's where my confidence comes from, is being in the trenches with my people and doing it. For those in the company, that it's basically a 90-day game plan with a trip and prizes, like the Isoderby I was talking about. Sometimes Isogenics runs these competitions, and it's basically a 90-day game plan with trips and prizes and a massive recognition by the company. And the ice derby is really amazing. Like, it just gives you that extra, you know, they keep track of the points and things like that, and it keeps you going. So in your 90-day, what's keeping you guys going? Half the people who said they were in on our Isoderby teams, they just disappeared within a couple of weeks. They didn't do any work. And actually part of the prerequisite was that you had to earn a certain amount of points to go on the trip. So that was smart of Isogenics to do that, because some people didn't do any work. And then some, you know, like maybe 2 out of 6 people are doing the work. So you may be on the call tonight, and you may be thinking you're doing all the work. Like, how come no one else is doing any work? Have you ever said that? You know, I know that it could feel that way for you, but you got to start thinking, what can I do to help other people? How many people can I help today? How many conversations have you had today? And then also in your team, make sure that they've had conversations. And I'm going to get to that in a second, too, how you can keep your team members accountable. So how many people have friends and team members who said they want this business? They made a plan, and then they didn't commit to it. How does it feel when people say they're going to do something, then they drop off the planet? Don't worry, it happens. It's not about you when this happens. Besides, you want committed people. So people who say they're going to do it and don't do it, I basically think they're a liar. Do you want liars on your team? Do you want to have to convince people to do this business? You might actually be blessed to be released of this person. Or you know what? It might not have been the right time for them. Sure, there's been some disappointments when people say they're going to do something and they don't. And it's like, really? Like, You were going to call me and you didn't call me, or you're going to meet me and you didn't show up, or you said you were going to do this and you didn't do it. Like, my first instinct, I guess, is to say, really? And then I think, okay, it's just not the right time for this person. And I move on, and I don't put too much energy towards it, because where you put your energy is what you're going to produce more of. So when I took the Millionaire in Training, MIT calls, Millionaire in Training calls, and the first time many years ago with Susan Sly, I remember the four evils she said that network marketers would face. And if you have a pen, you may want to write these down if you haven't heard of these. I believe if you arm yourself against the reality of this business, your confidence will stay intact and your persistence and focus will jump over these hurdles. So number one, deception. It's going to happen, unfortunately. Number two, attrition. Number three, rejection. Four, apathy. So deception, you're going to have people deceive you, tell you that they want it. They tell you, you know, yeah, sign me up. And then they return their kit the next day before they even open it. That happens. It's ridiculous. And then attrition, you know, people are going to be all gung-ho to join, and then the next month they're gone, or they don't continue on. I did a little stat with my team, and I've seen that there's 100 people joining my team a week and 100 people turning off the auto ship a week. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what is going on here? And so I did a call on attrition, and I'm writing up a document on how to maintain my people. And, you know, in the 90 days, you're going to find that people aren't going to be around at the end of the 90 days, whether they're your team members doing the 90-day plan with you or whether they're sign-ups. Attrition happens in this business, and you got to let it go. Or you have to try to fix it. Find out why people are leaving. And then rejection, again, that's going to happen. It's not pleasant, but it will happen. But if you can arm yourself against it, then you'll be more prepared for this business. And then apathy. Some people are just apathetic. They just don't care. It's like a teenager. You just want to kick some people. But we can't do that in this business, because it's a business of free will. People either want it or they don't, and you need to figure out what their why is, and then you need to help them with their why. And if you can't do that, you can't inspire somebody to find out what their why is, or to help them with their why. then I suggest that you need to figure out, you know, what you need to do to learn how to do that, to become a leader. So what do you do as a leader to slow this down, all of these evils of network marketing? Oh, gosh, there's so many, and I don't think I can cover them all on one call. I think I only have till what time, Kevin, 9 o'clock or 9:15 to talk?
You want to go about quarter after, 25, 20 after, somewhere around that.
Oh, good, okay. So that's great. Thanks, Kevin. And so it's like asking a leader to tell you what you've learned from all your action, all your calls, all the yeses and all the nos, all the notes and all the knowledge over a seven-year period. It's like I've went to university really for the last 7 years. So when my sign-up rate might be higher than yours, it's because I've done the calls, I've done the yeses, I've done the nos, I've been on stage presenting, I've done calls for Susan Sly. It's all of these things combined that are going to increase my knowledge, my confidence, and my sign-up rate and my retention rate and my conversion rate. And I had my leaders on the call last week tell me how many people, and I didn't ask them for their numbers, but I just had them look in their own stats. So let's say you take January, you sign up five people and none of them are consultants. February, you have, let's say, three sign-ups and none of them are consultants. March, you sign up two people and maybe one becomes a consultant. So you have 3 months where you signed up five, three, and two. Let's add that up, five, three, and two. Let's say 10 people, and you have one person who went consultant. That's your rate, your ratio for a consultant to sign-ups. If you think that's good, that might actually be good for you if you're in the beginning. And for people who've been in the business a while, like, it's my goal to create a consultant every time I sign somebody up. And so hopefully that would be your goal too, especially in a 90-day program, because when you're signing somebody up into Isagenix, you're offering them, like, their online shopping. We all know, you know, all the good stuff about Isagenix. I don't have to go on about that, but you also want to duplicate what you're doing, because if you're not, you're adding, you're not multiplying, and it's a lot of effort to you be the only one adding. So take a look at the people you're signing up. If they're not the quality of people that you want as leaders or partners, or they don't want to share the business, then you need to be looking elsewhere for that. So then we talk about let's talk about what we're doing as a team. Like, so our team, Team Certainty, here in Ottawa, Canada, and, of course, we're spread out. We have people in Mexico and Newfoundland. We have people in Newfoundland, too, but New Zealand, Australia. We have some people in China as well on our team. But what are we doing for our 90-day game plan? So I'm just going to throw it out there what we're doing. And if you're not doing this, doing these prerequisites or these prizes or these things during your 90-day, this time you might be able to do it another time. Or if you are getting on the call wondering what a 90-day game plan is, you could start a 90-day game plan any time you choose. Let's say your last 6 weeks blew chunks. You felt that it wasn't good and you want to start over again. Start over again. Do another 90-day and then invite your friends to join you. So this is what we did when we did our 90-day game plan. We wanted people who have belief, a great attitude, and time. With any of these lacking, people will have a challenge. So you want to look for people who have belief, attitude, and time. Now, sometimes time is an issue. I know when I started Isagenix, when I owned a gym and had two children and a husband in the military, gone most of the time, I didn't really have time. But I did find the time eventually, and I made the time when it actually just seemed to flow well with what I did anyway as a trainer and as a health coach, so that wasn't really a hardship. But if you go back to your why you're doing this, you will make the time. You will find the money if it's important to you. So going back to the why. But the qualifications we used were you had to be on Isobody. So again, you know, getting back into the trenches with your people. You need to be walking the talk. So for everybody who joined we called our group Foundation to Freedom, and we had to have everybody on Isobody. So my husband and I are both on the Isobody, and we're not 100% perfect. I don't know who is 100% perfect. And that goes to show that we live a lifestyle. We choose our lifestyle, and we like to have fun. And, you know, being on ice fly doesn't mean you have to give up everything that you love doing. It's actually going to help you, because if you've never done an isobody and you put somebody on isobody, you don't have a real understanding or real background to it. But when you've done an isobody, you say, you know what, I know what it feels like to be on isobody. It might seem like a long time, but it will fly by, and at the end of it, you're going to feel really good. You're going to look great for Christmas or, you know, whatever occasion the 4 months ends on. So, you know, being on isobody was one of our prerequisites. People had to be signed up for the New Year kickoff. Now, the New Year kickoff is one of two annual events that Isogenix has where all of the company comes together. It's like a family reunion. So if you're not at the family reunion, and I know I didn't even go to my own family's reunion this summer, because we were having a retirement party for my husband here, I didn't feel like I was part of the family. So you want to be part of the family by coming to the family event New Year kickoff. And that's what we're leading to. We're trying, and events build belief, they build knowledge, they build camaraderie and culture. And that's what we love about this company, is that we get to have fun. And we chose to use the President's Pack as the leading pack. And for some people, they have a hard time sharing a President's Pack. But when you're involved in a group that is sharing President's Packs, and we use the language that we use for sharing President's Packs, then everybody shares the President's Pack. Now, it's not to say that some people in our group have signed up some 30 days and they've signed up some paysetter packs and some business packs and things like that. But we're actually giving points for people who sign up the President's Pack. And plus, you know what? President's Packs give you 300 business volumes. So you only need 3 President's Packs versus, let's say, 9 100 BV orders. So it just makes sense in terms of cutting your effort down. And if you're duplicating that, and everybody's duplicating that, we want to kind of be like the Aussies and, have all these people hitting millionaire status a lot sooner and having people crank out executive status a lot sooner and getting our people paid sooner. So we all know that it takes 900 business volume to get a cycle, and a cycle is $54. So you're going to get paid faster and your people paid faster. And then, to be part of our group as well, you had to be an active consultant. So, obviously, if you're not ordering 100 BV yourself, you're not really doing this business. And if you don't have 2 people underneath you, one active on the left, one active on the right, you're not really doing this as a business. You're probably doing this as a hobby. So you really need to get 2 people, 2 friends, locking arms, and one on the left, one on the right, and be an active consultant. So those were our 4 prerequisites to doing our 90-day game plan. So if people didn't qualify for that, then they went into another group. And we have a bunch of different groups amongst our team that are doing 90-day game plans. So we set up a point system, and there's, we give points when people rank advance to consultant, to manager, to director, to executive, and 1-star, 2-star. And, the person with the most points, or actually the people with the most points, are they're going to have a prize at the end. I'm not going to mention the prize because it's not necessarily the prize that counts, because at the end of the 90 days, it's whether you're further ahead in your business or not that matters. And some leaders are able to give bigger prizes than other people. Some people, go all out. But you know what? The company gives you rewards. The company rewards you when you get 2 sign-ups in a week. You get the double product introductory bonus. So, Isogenix really is an amazing company for compensation. So it's not necessarily about giving points to people, because some people work well with challenges, some don't. And what we did as a team is we set up daily calls, some in the afternoon, some at night, to accommodate all the people in different time zones so they can get on. And what we found, though, over the course of the first 2 weeks was that, and we all took a turn. So let's say Darren and I would take a call on Tuesday afternoon and a call on Thursday night, and Dr. Jackie Rogers would take a call on a Wednesday afternoon and maybe another night, and Jay and Daniel Herbert, my sponsors from BC, Kelowna, BC, they would take a couple of shifts. So it wasn't like I was doing calls every day. So the three of us leaders joined arms and said, let's do this together. Let's support our people, bring all of our people together and do this together. So we ended up with 42 people in our group that had met the qualifications. And, I mean, there's a lot more people in our team, but we have other big leaders that are running their own 90 days. So for this group, there is 42 people. And we just found that doing the daily calls wasn't working because, you know, people were losing interest. And the reason for the calls was instead of us calling each individual in the group, we figured if you had any questions or concerns or any shares, you can get on with us at any time. Or if you wanted to do three-way calls, we were available during that time. But what we found was after probably, you know, the second or third week, that it wasn't like we'd get maybe five people on the call, sometimes two, sometimes none, depending on what time it was. We just decided to go with one weekly call. So you, as leaders, we want to make sure our time is being of value to people, and we want to ask the team, is this valuable to you? So we also set up a Facebook group, and that was to stay committed and share our action. And we wanted people to post at least once a week, and for some, this seems to be a challenge still. And as leaders, we can't get upset with our people for not posting more often or for getting on the calls because everybody has their own bag of goodies at home, if I want to say it more pleasantly. You know, everybody has their own issues that they're dealing with and time constraints and whatnot. So we just wanted to make it available to everybody. And so the Facebook group, when we set it up, we invited everybody into the group, and we post things like events that are happening locally. When people get a sign-up or a double sign-up, we post it, and we cheer each other on, like, yeah, that's awesome. And so that was the Facebook group is a really good idea if you're running a 90-day game challenge. I think it's important to ask for agreements ahead of time, but people who are working together know what's expected of them. As leaders, we want to prepare people for success. It's no different when you sign somebody up. You want to ask your new associate if you have permission to set them up for success. And what is the best way for me to get a hold of you, by phone, text, email, or through Facebook? And so I ask that when I sign somebody up, is it okay if I set you up for success? And then say, yeah, you should share, you know, set me up with whatever you think is best. They don't even ask me how much the pack costs. I sign up with the President's Pack. After I've done a health questionnaire, I know everything about them, what is going to be best for them, and then I ask them, is it okay if I, what's best for you, phone, text, email, or Facebook? And we need to do that, too, in our groups with people. Like, what can you commit to? Like, are we going to talk once a week? Are we going to talk, daily? And then that's where people can get their own accountability partners, you know, to do daily calls with each other. And with the 90-day, we can't possibly call everyone in our group. So each day our no-income-producing activities would get done. So that's why we had the Facebook group to stay in touch with people and share our wins and challenges. So I'm going to summarize here. I need a quick little drink of water. Hopefully people are taking some notes or getting some benefit from this. And I have a couple other little shares of goodies for new people who are on the phone, too. All right. So getting agreements from the business partners of expectations is important, and that will avoid disappointments. Not all leaders will see things the same way. Pool together your efforts with people you can tolerate and communicate with. And be honest, if something isn't working, let your team know, because not everybody works well together. And, you know, it's okay to work with people that you want to work with. Recognizing successes is really important. Isogenics rewards us of successes, but it's always nice to hear it from our friends that are closest to us that we're building the business with. and planning a party at the end of the 90 days and monthly, maybe if you're in the same town, might be a good idea. People need to blow off steam. 90 days is a long time, let's face it. You know, 4 weeks for some people is a long time. So at 4 weeks, what are you going to do to celebrate your success of being in the 90-day game plan? Even if you haven't, you know, done what you said you were going to do, or you're being really hard on yourself, you know, congratulate yourself that you're actually on this phone tonight, for example, caring about your business and helping people. You're learning on this call, and you're taking the steps that you need to be successful. So some people get the high of inspiration just by being around others. So it's important, you know, even to get together with people. If you're in the same town, I know when we did our ice derby, we would actually meet once a week and do some calls weekly. And we had the most success when we got together because all of our excitement. And people can hear that over the phone. So get an accountability partner or confess to your business partner what you need. Ask for help. Leaders ask for what they want. Nothing excites me more personally in business than when my team asks me for help with a three-way call, welcome call, or business training. You want to review your week at the end of the week and see if you need to upsize or downsize your actions to be real with what you want. Maybe you couldn't handle what you want in the amount of time you have to devote. How can you better your week next week? Where can you find more time? And maybe it's just being good with minimizing your time, amount of time talking and asking the right questions, like being more direct with people. I'll tell you, the book Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy was a great book. Was a great book for me to read because, you know, sometimes as a big leader, it doesn't matter where you are or in this organization, whether you're new into the organization or you've got a couple years behind your belt or maybe you have 9 years in, there's a lot to juggle in daily life. And so Eat That Frog is a book that says, you know, if the worst thing you have to do in a day is eating a frog, then eat the frog first and then the rest of the day will be easy. So if you find picking up the phone or making that connection is the hardest thing that you do, then do that first. Send off those emails to invite people to a launch party or to say, hey, have you ever heard of Isagenics or whatever it is that you want to send people. Share launch parties with friends. It's so much funner. And in Ottawa, for example, the capital of Canada, we started up a Tuesday night yoga with the start group. So we have a couple of young girls that talk about the business and about the products after a yoga session. And we have a Thursday night TikTok night for anybody in the city to bring new guests. And it's in a central location where people can take a bus. So it's not at somebody's home, like a launch party every week. This is something that we just started 2 weeks ago. Nancy McAllister and Lori Clark instigated this. And they wanted a local place for anybody in Ottawa to come. So rather than wait a whole month for the big Super Saturdays or the Super Sundays where Travis Garza comes and Mac Larson and, you know, some of the bigger corporate people come, they decided to do it weekly. And, of course, you know, getting your people to the monthly larger events is really important. If you're not at the events as a leader, then your people probably aren't going either. And I have to remind my people to get there. And I have a lot of consultants in Ottawa, and it's great. I do see a lot of them out at the events. And the ones that are going are the ones that are more successful, the ones that are cycling higher. So I think I've exhausted my jaws, Kevin.
Well, you've done a great job, Cindy. I tell you, a lot of great pointers. Thank you so much.
Well, I do have one thing I want to, a couple last things I want to end off with, but be prepared to fire some questions my way. I want to end the call tonight with one of my favorite affirmations on my personal vision statement of affirmations, something I say daily. I have clarity, passion, hustle, and patience, and I know that everything I want is coming. So can you imagine if you knew that what you wanted, everything that you wanted is coming, how patient you'd be, how passionate you'd be, how clear you'd be? And that's how I feel. I love that personal affirmation because I know that everything is coming that we want.
I like that, Cindy. That's awesome.
Thank you, Kevin. So did that kind of cover it, Kevin? Do you think I could have added something else?
Well, you know what? I think you gave a lot of great advice, Cindy, a lot of great pointers as to how people can keep themselves going for 90 days. And you know what I liked about it a lot is your honesty about it. You know, 90 days is a long time. And a lot of people out there say, oh, you can do anything for 90 days. 90 days is a long time when some people don't even plan ahead for a week. So I liked that you were honest about that. And you said, you know what, give yourself some credit at the end of those 90 days. Go out and do something, have a party or whatever it is. And I really liked that idea. That's one of the I wrote down for specifically, is that if our team meets a certain goal, we're going to have a party at the house. So I think that's an awesome idea. Love that one. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And, you know, one thing we probably should throw out there, too, Cindy, is because we are in the middle of this 90-day game plan, something that Isagenix is doing this week, and I didn't mention it at the top of the call, but I better do it now, is that to support Launch Party Week, which this is Launch Party Week, Isagenix has actually announced free enrollment for the week. Anybody on an order of 150 BV or greater is going to get free enrollment. And if they're enrolling somebody with the Pacesetter Pack, the Business Builder Pack, or the President's Pack, which already come with free enrollment, they're going to get a $29 credit towards their order. How awesome is that?
32 Canadian.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Great way to keep the momentum going.
Yeah, that's, and I posted that in our team group as well, so... Yeah, that fires people up, that extra little incentive. I mean, Isagenix is amazing that way, right, Kevin?
Well, you know, and it's crazy what people will do for $29. I mean, golly, I know that we always see a big bump in our enrollments for the team when we offer a free enrollment coupon, or if one of our team leaders offers it, as an incentive amongst the team. I know we always see a big bump, so I know that this will be no different. This is going to be a huge week for Isagenix, and what a great way to keep the momentum. And as you said, you know what, if it hasn't been going so well for you for the last 45 days, start over again and get it. And this is a perfect week to start over with this incentive of the free enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
So great, great call, Cindy. You really enjoyed it. And if you don't mind, we could certainly open up the call if you want and field a couple questions if you want to tackle that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's see if I can do that. I think are open, and hopefully everybody is unmuted. If you have a question for Cindy, or if you want to just step out and let her know how the call is landing on you tonight, feel free to do that. Step out.
Kevin, it's Maura.
Hi, Maura.
Hi. Cindy, I just have to say thank you. Now, that was absolutely phenomenal. You really covered so many different things, and just the way you lined them up so beautifully, everything from, you know, how to understand the things that can sabotage to learning how easy it is to simply start fresh, how to have the right mindset, all the different details about how to build your team and take responsibility for our own, you know, actions. And just, man, it was just an absolute call. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Maura.
Thank you, Maura. Anybody else like to step out and tell Cindy how the call is landing on them tonight? How's it going to impact your next 45 days? I think we scared everybody, Cindy. It was probably that reference to the jumping out of planes that probably has everybody still kind of like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Darren and I are a pretty powerful couple together. And
I know you are. My golly.
Public
servants in the military. How awesome is that? Then, you know what? I know that there are a lot of Canadians on the call tonight that would, if they would want to step out, they would just say thank you for your service, as I know that I would love to say that as well, because I just admire anybody that serves in the military. That's just an awesome, awesome thing to have under your belt, Cindy.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. I always thought that I was going to be a career soldier. I loved it so much. I wanted to be outdoors. I wanted to travel, and I absolutely loved it. But then personal training came along and the ability to stay with my husband, and the military didn't want to keep us together, so I got out and became a personal trainer. And then I thought personal training was the best thing since sliced bread. And I was so grateful and just absolutely loved helping people. And then when I was introduced to network marketing with Isagenix, it was unbelievable as well, the transformations that I was helping people achieve. And I just, this is my favorite career. Like, I get up and when I call people, like sometimes I'm a little afraid to call some people, but I just try to get that warm foot in the door and just make it happen. And it's amazing feeling to help somebody and connect with them. And once you get through those first couple of calls, you feel like you're on a roll and you just got to do it. And that's the thing. You just do it, like Nike says. Nike.
Yep, just do it. And eat that frog first. I love that one, too. That's a great analogy. So thank you for that. And you know what? I just want to say thanks for coming on and being our guest trainer tonight. Awesome call. I knew it was going to be awesome. And I hope we can have you back more often.
Thank you, Kevin. Absolutely.
I just want to let everybody know that tomorrow morning, Wendy Coles, the amazing Wendy Coles from right here in Phoenix, Arizona, will be training in Susie's spot, who is in Gay Paris right now. So join us on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team call in the morning and see what Wendy Coles has to bring to the table. So, guys, thanks, everybody, for being here on this call live. We enjoy it. And a lot of people on the call tonight, Cindy, just want you to know that. A lot of people joining on to see what you had to say, and you delivered the goods, kiddo. So thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you all again soon.